Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here, and thank you so much for joining me with this live workshop where we're going to talk about, does it make sense to refinance? So I just want to let you know, or let me know, here I'm going to give you some content down below. Let me know if you would, when you come in, just post what your interest rate is, because this workshop is for those looking to possibly refinance. And here's the question we're going to try to ask. Are you paying too much? Can you save some money? How much can you save? How much would it cost you? We're going to try to solve all those questions for you today. So as you come on board, please check out the calculator. I put that down in the description below. Just check it out. That's what we're going to follow along with today. But I just want to let you, just let me know, where you're coming from and give me what interest rates you are. So the reason why I'm having this workshop is there's a lot of people that just don't understand how or when or can you even refinance? So in today's video, that's what we're going to talk about. So if you have questions, please ask them. I'd like to know, what type of loan you have, maybe what your credit scores are. So it is participation. So as we go through this, ask some questions out there. I'd love to answer any questions. If this is post live event, please just email me and all our information will be down below, especially the mortgage calculators that we're going to be using in today's events. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do events or actually newscast twice a day. I give you the opening bell and the closing bell, what happened in Wall Street. We focus in on real estate, and our focus here is, our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over and just take if you're watching this video, let me know, do you know how to refinance? And, why would you be looking to refinance? So just bring in some questions for me as you come in. But let's get over to, here's some of the things that we're going to use in today's presentations. First, we're going to go to my new website. Here's what it looks like. We're tweaking this daily. Here, let me bring it up on the screen right through here. Sorry about that, folks. So let me bring me on the screen with the... Bear with me one second. We're going to add a screen in here. Go to that... Let's go in and add one thing I want to bring into the screen for you, what we're looking at today. So I want to share my calculator with you. So we're all on the same page here. My apologies. I had this up prior to going live and then it just tweaked out on me. So here's what we're looking at in today's video. So let's look at this. Here's my new website that we just created, just launched actually 2-3 days ago, and we're tweaking this as we go. So I hope you enjoy it. If you have any comments, you think it could be a little more user-friendly, things like that, let me know. Love to be able to help you navigate through these things, because I really don't see this end of it. You guys do. But in this, the new website that we have, a lot of the data that we have right through here and what we do, Then we have a Homebuyer 101, basically class right through here you can join in on. And then we have this right through here. This is called the Rate Watch. This is actually what we're going to talk about today. So if you're out there and you're a current homeowner and you want me to track these things for you, just go to our website, therateupdate.com, scroll down and just click in right through here. And this is going to give you a short little video telling you what this is. Then just give me your information. We'll keep track of this for you. We don't sell your data or anything. This is just for me to get back to you when those rates hit what you're looking for at that time. The next thing we're going to go over too is we just added some mortgage calculators, actually a whole bunch of mortgage calculators to our website. And that's what I'm going to direct you to right now. So you're going to go over to calculators. You're going to use used in videos. When you go to that, what you want to go over to here is click additional calculators, and there's going to give you everything that you're going to need right through there. Okay, so we're going to click here today is should I refinance? And what's going to pop up is right through here. And I actually have this link shared with you down below. So if you want to check this out after the video, the link will be down below and you can actually play with this calculator. But what we're going to talk about today is, and if you have any world examples you want me to throw in here, please do. But what we're going to talk about today is how do you refinance? Who can refinance and when do you do it? So why I'm doing this video right now is not too long ago, rates were pretty darn high. If you go through here, here's where we've been over the last 2, 3, 4 years. We go back actually 5 years. You don't want to look at this right through here. Let me bring this back on the screen for you. You don't really want to look down through here because these rates will make you sick, because these are where I'll say I refinanced and I got a rate of about 2.6% on a 30-year fixed. So don't hate me, but here's where things are right now. So the reason why I'm doing this video is there's a lot of people, you see that rate up there? There's a lot of people with an 8% rate. Okay, and I didn't realize how many people were at, you know, 7.75. You look at this rate and it says 8%. Well, that rate consists of somebody with a 780 credit score at the time and putting down 20%. So just think, if you didn't put down 20%, or, you know, your credit scores were worse, you had a worse rate than that. So that's what prompted me to do this, because I have a lot of people, they're calling in saying, Dan, I, you know, my neighbor refinanced. I have no idea what to do. So I'm reaching out to those that are in that dilemma. So I want you to understand how this works, what kind of loan programs there are for you, when can you refinance, and the whole gamut behind that. So if you would, you know, as you come on board, love to, if you could join us with any questions that you have. But if you can, let me know what your interest rate is on the mortgage that you have. Okay, so let's get over to this. We're going to use right now for, you know, theoretical purposes, we're going to use a rate right now at 6.72 on a 30-year fix. This is a conventional loan. And then look where FHA rates are right through here. Now, these were in the high sevens as well, but we're going to focus in on right through here first. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go over that calculator that we're using. I drilled down and we're going to put in an example. This is actually an example of somebody we're working on right now. And this is what prompted my video is this young couple, they actually bought a home. Their mortgage was approximately $430,000, but we're just using this for simplistic reasons. And here's what they had. They had a conventional loan. So with a conventional loan, you can refinance basically right when you walk out of the closing. You can leave there. So that's why a lot of people, when they call me and they've bought a home and they've used all the credits from their builder and things like that, and they're like, okay, well, you know, how long do I need to stay in that? I'm like, don't buy down your rate. Use that money to buy down everything else, all your costs. And then once you close, call me and we'll refinance immediately. And a lot of those people are starting to call now. If you have an FHA or VA or USDA loan, you're going to have to wait for at least 6 payments to do anything. The cool thing about that is if you have an FHA or VA loan, after you make 6 payments and let's say your rate is up there, call me. Call me. We can do it fast. All there is going to be is there's going to be some documentation. We have to run your credit just to make sure you haven't missed any mortgage payments. And then we can issue the documentation to you, the paperwork to redo. It's called an FHA Streamline. We can take care of it for you. There's no application fee. There's no appraisal needed. There's no income needed. So if you have an FHA loan, fantastic time to do that. VA loan as well. Okay, so right now we're going to talk about conventional loans. So let's get over to this. So the young couple that we had, they had a loan about $430,000. The rate was 8.125%. Okay, look at look at that. I'm going to throw that. I'll bring that up as big as I can on a 30-year fixed. Okay. We're just working on this. So we have a $429,000. So they've only paid about $1,000 on that loan. And it's going to cost them, they're in a state where the title fees are a little high, but it's going to be about $5,000 in title fees because in this case, they got an appraisal waiver. So they didn't even need an appraisal. So most of this was their title fees. In most cases, your fees are going to be probably about $2,800. But let's just throw that in there, for example. So that means their new loan needs to be $431,800. The going rate right now, and I haven't locked them in actually, I've been waiting. It's 6.72. So we'll be locking them in here shortly. 6.72 on a 30-year fixed. They'll close this month. What's this going to do for them? Well, in this case, they're going to save $401 a month, $401 a month right through there. Okay. Down through here, it's going to be $102,000 over the life of the loan. That's a lot of money. Okay. So is this your scenario? It might be, it might not be, it might be right on point, might not be even close. I have many people that will call me and let's say, for example, I'll give you an example where most likely it's not going to work for you. Unfortunately, let's say you have a loan amount of $175,000. Okay. And your rate was 7.75% and you had a 30-year fixed rate. Okay. So, but now you're going to need that. Let's say you still owe $175,000. And your closing fees, we'll say in this case, is going to be maybe $1,200. Okay, even with the lower rate, you see the 6.72, you go up through here, you'll save $114. Is that going to be enough to really entice you? Might be. My thought was always, if I can save at least $100 a month, I'll most likely do it. Honestly, I was surprised in this case. I didn't think it would be over $100 a month. I thought it'd be less than that. So even in this situation, it works. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to explain. So what I really love is for you guys to ask any questions. We have one from Honey Buns, and Honey Buns says, I'm scared. So I'm not really sure why you would be scared. And the reason being is this might, you know, you might be able to save money. You might not be able to. What I'll do to you is I'll run an analysis, and I actually do this, and I do a fees analysis behind the scene, and I'll get it back to you so you can see, okay, here's what my options are. And I always do a video. So if you've ever been a client of mine, usually what I do is I'll send you a video with all your options. I'll show you your screen. I'll show you your application. I'll even show you the interest rates of all the lenders that we use. Now that brings up, you know, what I do for a living. So our slogan is, if you're new to the channel or if you're not, I'm sorry to bring it up again, but our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, the interesting thing is, and one of the biggest reasons I joined this bank is the bank is a federally chartered bank, so I'm federally licensed. So I'm licensed in every state as well as Puerto Rico. But the cool thing is we're set up with 30 other lenders, actually 33 other lenders. So what that means is I can use all of my programs as well as all the other 33 lenders. I can use their programs and their interest rates. So it's like you shopping for all these lenders, but only using one application and one credit pool. So that's truly what I do. So I'd love to be able to help you guys manage this because I can work all over the country. And again, my whole scene behind all this is I want you to be educated on what you're doing and why you're doing it. So Honey Buns, you know, what you could do is put in an application or we can talk, you can schedule a consultation and we'll look at the numbers. And if the numbers make sense, I'll go back to you and say, you know, here, I'll say, well, you can save $114 a month. Your break-even point is 10.5 months. Not bad. It'll break even within a year. Your loan is so new, might not be a bad idea to do, but and I leave it in your lap. So that's what we do. And then there's no high pressure sales or anything like that. We're just here to answer any questions that you have. So let's get to some more questions that are out there. The next one is, I'm in a 30-year, 2 years in at 5.5%. My value is $260,000. I owe $140,000. I want to cash out refi. Do you think I can get a lower rate? 5.5? You might be able to. Just in the next 12 to 18 months. There's probably a good chance you could get that. What you might want to also look at is maybe a home equity loan. So the 5.5 is pretty darn good. You know, if the rates, I'm thinking the rates are going to be about 6.25 to 6.5. That's going to be where the latter part of this year. I don't think we're going to see the fives. So what you might want to do is look at possibly getting a home equity loan just as a secondary. But many times they'll go about 90% of your home's value. So take your home's value times 90% minus out your first mortgage balance, and that's how much your line of credit would be. A lot of people are doing that for home repairs and things like that, so they don't have to go to Home Depot and use those credit cards. There are some people that are just stuck. You might be at a 5.5 rate, but you're just buried in debt, and it's just it might be a prudent way just to lump everything into one big payment. And that's what we do during our consultations. We just answer, these are the questions that we answer for you. And there's no high pressure. I hate calling salespeople, and then you know that they're going to sell you on something. My thing is, I just want to educate you, and that's why I do these live events. That's why I do my videos every day. Just help educate you guys, and then when you need that help, hopefully you understand and you realize my mannerism when you call in. I'm just here to help. So let's go over, if you guys don't mind, as we're waiting for some questions to come in, is let's go over some different mortgage types. Okay, so the first type that most people understand, or they have, probably over half the people, is a conventional loan. Okay, that's just a standard loan that you get. It could be a first-time home buyer loan or anything like that. Those loans, again, you can refinance those right out of the gate. So if you closed, 3-4 months ago, and for some reason, you got hosed and you got a real high rate or something like that, look at these numbers, and the calculator is right down below in the description. Run the numbers and just see what it looks like. And if there's a savings enough there that really, works for you, reach out to me. I'd love to help. But if you're looking for, so let's go with conventional. If you qualify, then you're probably most likely going to qualify at this point. There's really not much else needed. You're just going to look at, refinancing what we call a rate and term. Okay, so that's probably if you just bought your home, because you really have no equity in the home. There are different types or terminology when there comes to refinances. There's what's called a rate and term, and then there's called a cash out. And then there's what's called streamlines if you have an FHA, VA, or USDA loan. But the rates can be very different if you're looking to pull out cash, up on the screen, is when they were looking to pull out cash, your rates, because you're pulling out cash, is going to be higher than if you weren't pulling out any cash. So it's called a cash out refinance. The other one you'd be looking at is what's called a rate and term. You're just trying to change your rate or trying to change your term. Nothing else. You're really not looking to get any money back. When you're getting money back, the bank looks at that as that's a little, might be a little risky. They're taking money out because they need money. So that their banks look at that as a little risky. So that's that part of it. Then you start getting into the government loans, and we'll cover that in one second. Let's get to some more questions that we have out here. So the next one is, I'm in a 30-year term. So the next one we have is right through here. It says, I'm in a 30-year at 7.5%. Not sure of my FICO, but my Vantage 3.0 score is 801. That's fantastic. At what rate would it make sense, the rate if Florida and balance is 426, my monthly pay? I'd love to buzzer, baby. Please shoot me an email if you would when we're all done with this. I do have my calculator down below. I'd like to run those numbers for you. Actually, if you email me, I'll give you my email address here in one second. Where is it? You can email me right through there. All right. So if anybody needs, you want to send me your mortgage statement, because that'll give me your house address. I can look that up and other things, kind of get the value of the property and so forth. I really just need your mortgage statement and your what you think your credit score is. And I can be able to run an analysis just like you're seeing on the screen right through here. So let's get over through it. So like in this case, well, let's just run yours real quick. If we can just do that, if you don't mind, you posted your information. So let's get to it. So we have a $425,700. I'm going to say you probably start out at 426. Let's just say you start out at 426. Your rate is 7.5, and then we're going to go down through here. This date when you close, it's not that important. We'll go down through here. We're going to say you owe 425,770. Let's say it's going to cost you, let's say $300 to do. And the rate today, we'll use today's rate if that's okay with you. Where did my calculator go? 6.72, close in April. So you would save $203 a month, $36,000 over the life of the loan. There's a reason. I wonder why that is. It was weird because that other one seems like it was, you know, it was only $150,000. That's where a lot of these, sometimes when they come in, it's just like, I don't understand. But this one here, if it's $200 a month, I might wait a little bit to see if rates come down to like 6.5 would be a good wheelhouse. And this is what I'll say. Go to 6.5, what was the savings? That's where I'd look at. You know, in this case, with your loan size, I want to save $250, $300 a month. That's my, you know, my thinking. Because then your break-even point on this is right about a year. So then anytime after a year, you're money in. So that was a great example. So I would wait just a little bit, or your credit scores might be good enough. Your house value might have gone up enough that you might be able to get a 6.5 rate in today's market. So thanks so much for posting that. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. We got the next one. It is, which include taxes and insurance. Yeah. What this calculator does is down through here, there's an advanced section that you have to really pay attention to. Let's see where it is. It's so big on my screen, I can't figure out where it is because I always do that. Included in the loan, where's the expertise? You can see it. Yeah, you're right. This one, it's in here somewhere. I'll find it for you because I do that analysis. It's usually down through here and it'll break it apart with the PITI, and then you could put in your insurance and so forth. Let's look at, oh, you are correct. This is just the PITI. So that would not include the taxes and insurance. I do have another calculator that does include that. My apologies. This is just giving you the PITI. So that's sometimes that's the easiest way to analyze this, because I was working with a young man this week and the biggest thing was his taxes are all messed up. And, you know, so we were going back and forth, and right now he has to pay an extra $200 or $300 a month because he has an escrow shortage. And so when we're kind of breaking down the numbers, I'm like, your savings isn't as much as you think because, and I'm always trying to be as transparent as I can, because you have that extra payment that you're paying on your taxes. And then once you catch up, that you're not really comparing apples to apples. So we really truly have to compare apples to apples. So I said, let's just take your true tax rate and your true homeowner's insurance. You just add those together, divide it by 12, and add that to this payment right here. That would be your overall payment, unless you most likely, if you're not putting down 20%, or you have an FHA, VA, or USDA loan, you're probably going to have some sort of mortgage insurance. So this calculator, this is a refinance calculator. On my purchase calculators, it'll have all that built in for you. And that's why you can go back to that highlighted page right through here, and you can find all kind of mortgage calculators that we have down through here. So there's blended debt consolidation calculators, what your mortgage payment should be, and so forth. Even if you want to make extra payments, you know, how much if you pay an extra $100 a month, how much would that really save you? So thank you for that question. And then Parker, I think that is Parker. Is that you, Parker? My nephew, Parker. Give me a thumbs up if that's you, buddy. Let's get to the next one. We got 30-20 goes to principal interest. And Buzz Baby, shoot me an email if you would, Purdy, please. And I promise you, I'll call you or email you right after this, and then we can go through your numbers, you know, specifically. I don't want you to give too much of your data out on this one. So we'll go over to that. Parker C, my seller finance mortgage is due in January. Oh, was due, or my seller finance mortgage is due in January. You might want to, I don't know if it's this January, last January, or this coming January, but Parker, if you need some assistance with that, I'd love to set up a consultation with you. You can schedule one with me down below. What we could do is talk about that. You know, what's the rate? Should you ride it out? You know, if it's a 4%, 3%, 4%, 5% interest rate, maybe you ride it out to the end. We get you pre-approved and ready to close right before that's due. Or maybe if it's a high rate, then we just refinance it and get rid of it now. Great options that you got. I'm just buying a home with a 6.125 and a 5.5 ARM, thinking to refinance within 5 years of a 30-year coming to even. What do you think? I'm just buying with 6.125 on an ARM. Good. That's a good thought. Now thinking to refinance within 5 years of 30 years coming, even five. So you plan on locking in if the rate gets to down to 5.5%. Perfect. The nice thing about the ARM, well, the bad thing about the ARM is you're going to be locked in at that 6.125 for that 5 year period. So as rates come down, you're not going to really experience those drops, but you know, at least your rate's not going to go up. You know, hopefully it's not going to go up. And then, you know, if that rate gets down to 6.5 or 5.5 before that time period, just refinance, lock yourself in, and you'd be good to go. Parker C got an 800 credit score. I'm gonna lose my 3% rate. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, a lot of people are unfortunately having to trade in those low rates right now. Just for, you know, they're like, okay, we rode this out long enough, but now we just need some help, you know, especially with credit cards and the inflation and everything else that we had recently. A lot of people got into debt, and you just got, you know, in that euphoria of, you know, we all had all that extra money during COVID, believe it or not. And then as it, you know, that money kind of went away, it's like, it's a culture shock to just, you know, have that money or just have a pinch again in our wallets. So, I feel your pain, folks. All right. I only need to refinance $320,000, and Zillow says 720. Wondering when the best time before. Okay. I get you. So Parker, I'd love to help you on that. So please reach out to me with the consultation. Shoot me an email. If you guys give me your phone numbers, I can call you right after this as well. But that's what we, so the focus is that we wanted to talk about was, can you save money? So again, let's go through some other, a lot of the, refinances we're doing right now. Let's get over to these mortgage calculators we have. Let's just go down through here, and I'm going to explain some of them to you just so you get it. Cause a lot of these calculators come in and it's like, whoa, this is crazy. One of the people mentioned previously, they said, well, how about the taxes and insurance and things like that? So folks, when you go to buy a house, these are for people that haven't bought a house, or, you know, even if you did buy a house, you might not realize some of these things. But if you didn't put down 20%, you most likely need PMI. It's called mortgage insurance. But a part of your payment, and I usually try to consult a lot of my buyers before they go out there, is when you're looking at homes, you know, also look at the real estate taxes. And another thing is, call your homeowner's insurance agent and get a quote, because those two pieces of the puzzle can make or break your payments. Okay, so here's, for example, let's go through here, and this is probably one that was just recently done. A conventional loan, they were looking at $532,500, 20% down, rate would be 7.5%. Well, they must have been in here a couple days ago or whatever. Let's change that to 6.72. Let's go back over to there, because I want you guys to understand how these calculators work. 6.72. Okay, you hit that in. These dates really don't matter for anything, but let's just say it's going to be April of 2025, just to be accurate there. All right, your PMI factor. Well, this person's putting down 20%. So let's say, for example, let me get this out of here. Let's say, for example, they're only going to put down 5%. What's going to happen is, we changed the parameters. So now we're going to need what's called PMI. All right. So this is where a lot of things come into play. So you most likely aren't going to know what your PMI is, but these are some things we can coach you through. But down through here, this is where you can add in, okay, my homeowner's agent said it's going to be X. Well, let's go over here. In this case, let's just say this is our parameters right through here. Our payment's $3,879. Okay. It equate out the PMI right in here. Okay. And it would probably be about an equation of probably about that. Okay. So that would most likely be what that payment would look like. All right. So now, you know, let's say the taxes, you didn't realize, oh, the taxes, they're not $5,000. They're $8,500. And oh, my insurance, well, no, that was 2 years ago. Now it's $2,500. Look at a dramatic change it did to the payment. So everything, when you're analyzing a payment, make sure you know and have the facts on all the numbers, okay? Because you need to know all these things. So here's one of the things is when we're trying to compare, does it make sense if you're looking to refinance? In most cases, your homeowner's insurance, that's not going to change because it's your homeowner's insurance. Your real estate taxes, well, they're not going to change. In a lot of cases, your PMI isn't going to change all that much. So the easiest way to figure out, does this make sense for you to refinance, is right there here. Just analyze your principal and interest, and that's what you want to focus in on. Or if you're getting out of PMI or the PMI is drastically changing, you're going to add that into it. These other two numbers, it doesn't matter who you have a loan with, these are going to stay the same. You need to just analyze this. So don't overthink it. You know, just analyze these things and then let us help you behind the scenes navigate all the rest of these things. So that's what I'm just hoping everybody understands, you know, different options on when you can refinance, who can refinance, and so forth. So let's break it down again. And if you guys have one last bit of questions, I'd love to hear them from you. But if you would, please let me know where you're coming from. What state are you in? I'm trying to get from New York. I'll be in New York this weekend. So if you're up there, I know it's a huge city, but if you see me, say hi. And I'm hoping to get from people from New York to LA so we can capture everybody and get all your questions answered. That's our whole point here. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. So rates are stable right now, but let's get over to those refinance things. Go over to my website. Let's go to that new website I just created. Well, let's just go there. The rateupdate.com. Here's what it looks like. If you guys have any ideas what to do with this, love to hear from you. But go down here. We're going to have the calculators right through here used in the video. I'm going to get this fixed. But when you go there, this is the first thing that's going to come up, mortgage payment calculator. If you want to see all the other ones, you're going to go up through here, and then you're going to choose the one that you want. Okay, so that's that part of it. Let's go back to the main page. And then here's the unique things that we just added. If you want to see how do you buy a house, you know, how do you walk through? If I'm looking to buy that first house, what do I do? You know, we just basically bring it down to its basic terms right through here, our home buying 101. And then down through here, here's that rate watch calculator. So if you're watching this video, if you're Parker, if you're, who else is Yoshi, if you're Honey Buns, anybody out there, if you're looking to, you know, you want me to run some numbers for you, I'd love to help, or you at least want me to monitor your rates for you. Just go down through here, click this right through here. You're going to see a video telling you or explaining to you what exactly this is and we're going to do behind the scenes. I promise you, we will not be selling your data, and then just some information that we need and how you want us to reach back to you. So that's our show for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something today. And if you need help, like I said, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, like I said, I'm a federal loan officer. I'd love to win your business. But the most important thing is I want you guys to understand this market, how you can refinance and maybe save some money, or at least validate that I'm not throwing that money away. I do have a good interest rate. And check out the Rate Watch. I'd love to monitor that for you. So when rates do hit that point where you want them to, I'll be reaching out to you. Answer that phone when I do call you, because that's when you're looking to save some money. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I can't wait to see you here next time. Bye-bye. See you soon.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.